Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir daf Samach Gimel. We are holding on daf Samach Beis and Beis. We are at the Mishnah on daf Samach Beis and Beis. I hope my recorder makes it. I just realized the battery's low. Okay, so we are holding on daf Samach Beis and Beis at the Mishnah. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children and Le'il Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha, Aleha Shalom. We thank you very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi. So the first thing we're going to discuss today is we're going to have the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Beis and Beis is going to have a machlokas if the Eved observes Nazirus, an Eved who's Mekabel Nazirus, but the master is allowed to force him to drink wine, we learned yesterday. What if he runs away? Does he observe Nazirus when he runs away? And the Gemara is going to have two different explanations of that machlokas. Then the Mishnah on the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph is going to teach us the parameters of the din of Tumas HaTahom as it relates to a Nazir. Tumas HaTahom is that he finds out later that he had definitely become Tameh, but it was from the source of Tumah had been entirely unknown at the time, not just to him, entirely unknown at the time that he had become Tameh. So for some reason that's different than just normally becoming Tameh as a Nazir. So we're going to learn the parameters of Tumas HaTahom in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to give three different opinions of what the source of the din of Tumas HaTahom is. Where do we get the concept of Tumas HaTahom? After all, you would think. Now that he knows that he was Tameh. So what difference does it make that at the time that he had become Tameh, no one was aware of the source of that Tumah? Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether finding out about Tumas HaTahom before he does Giluach, which the Mishnah is going to say, if he finds out before he does Giluach, that is in fact going to affect his Nazirus. It's going to be Soser's Nazirus, but how much of a stira to the Nazirus? Meaning if he finished all 30 days of the Nazirus, but before he had a chance to do Giluach, he found out that he had become Tameh somewhere along the way. From Tumas HaTahom, is that Soser all 30 days and he has to start up all over again? Or is it only that it's Soser 7 days in the sense that he needs to become Tahar now in order to be able to do the Giluach and the Karbanos? Then the Gemara is going to talk about an Amud Beis, in which circumstances do we assume that if you walk on a road over a mace, that it's going to make you Tameh as far as Truma is concerned, that if there was a mace across that road, and now you realize, I walked across that road, so in which circumstances do we assume that that will definitely make you Tameh as far as Truma is concerned? What if the body was not intact? What if the body didn't go across the whole road? What if the body was in a kever? What if, all these different possibilities? And then, at the end of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to further refine the Gedarim of Tumas HaTahom. When exactly we apply this halacha called Tumas HaTahom. So the large majority of the daf is about the concept of Tumas HaTahom, which obviously we'll elaborate on as we go. So let's see the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Beis and Beis. So the Mishnah is a hemshech to the din of an Eved who's mekabel nazirus on himself. So Eved avar mikineged panav. If the Eved was avar mikineged panav of the Adon, meaning he ran away. He was mekabel nazirus. And then he ran away. So Rav Meir Omer Lo Yishter. Rav Meir says he does not drink wine because now his Nazirus is Chal, because he's no longer under the Rishus of his Adon. While he's under the Rishus of the Adon could say, I don't want you to become weak, and therefore you must drink wine. But now that he ran away, he's not under the Rishus of the Adon. He's bound by the Nazirus, and he may not drink wine, even though he knows that the Adon wants him to drink wine. The Kfiya of the Adon doesn't help when the Adon's not there. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yishta, and Rabbi Yossi says he continues to drink wine. His master wants him to drink wine. He doesn't want him to get weak. The Eved just ran away, but he should continue to drink wine. He is not bound by the Nazirus. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here? Two possibilities. First, Lema Bida Shmuel Kamifilki. Maybe what they're arguing about over here is the din of Shmuel. Damar Shmuel HaMafkir Avdo Yatzal Cheirus Veilut Tzarech Ket Shichur. That Shmuel says if a person is Mafkir, is Eved, he just makes him hefker, so the Eved goes free, and you don't need a shtar shichur. Even without a shtar shichur, he becomes a total ben chorin. So the Rabbi Meir isli de Shmuel. Rabbi Meir must hold of Shmuel that the hefker alone will make the Eved into a free person, even without a get shichur. And since you don't need a get shichur in order to become a ben chorin, so the same would be if he runs away and the Adon just has yeush of ever retrieving him. So that's the same as hefker. If the Eved runs away and the owner has yeush, that would be this a parallel to a hefker without a get shichur, and the eved therefore is free. And we said that once an eved is yotze l'cheirus, he certainly has to observe his nazirus. So a mayor says, yeah, now that he ran away and the other was miyaish on him, he has to observe his nazirus. He's not allowed to drink wine. But Rabbi Yossi leslay de Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi holds that kol zman that the eved did not receive a get shichur, he is not free. He's still an eved, and therefore the kfiya of the adon is still intact, and therefore the eved is still going to drink wine. So says the Gemara, lo, that is not the basis of the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. De kuli alma islu de Shmuel. It could be that everyone agrees to Shmuel that if you're mafkir and eved, you don't need a get shichur. He goes lecherus. Hefker alone is not going to bring an eved into that hefker alone is going to bring an eved into cherus, and yeush is the same as hefker. So our sugi is talking about a case though where the adon was not miyaish, and therefore the eved is not yotzei lecherus, because we don't have a parallel in our mishnah to the case of an adon who's mafkir as eved. The case over here was the eved ran away and the adon was not miyaish. So what's the nukudas amachlokas? Ella, the machlokas is man diyamar yishta Rabbi Yossi, who says that he's still not bound by the nazirus and he should drink wine. Savar sof sof mehadar hadar va'asi gabei, that eventually the eved is going to go back. He's going to return to the adon. So lishti chamrkech the lichush. So we should have him drink wine now because he's still owned by that adon, and the adon doesn't want him to become weakened. So he has to continue to drink wine. Well, man diyamar lo yishta Rabbi Meir, who says he should not drink wine. Savar, he holds that at this point the adon would prefer to restrict the eved and to have him not drink wine, because lavilei tzara ki echti lahadar gabei, where the adon's number one priority at this point when the eved ran away is not that the eved should be strong, it's that the eved should return. Once he returns, then his priority will be that the eved should be strong. So he says let him be in as much tzar as he can be right now, so that he'll realize he had it better when he was by me. So let him be have the restrictions of a nazir. He'll see that it's not so geschmack to have the restrictions of a nazir, and that will make him want to return. And then once he returns, because of that tsar, then I'll force him to drink wine in order that he should not be weak. So that might be the nekudas hamachlokas in our mishnah. Okay, now we move on to samach gimel amud aleph. So the mishnah talks about the concept of tumas atom. Tumas atom means it was a tumah that existed, but nobody in the world knew that it was there. It's called tumas atom because it's just totally not revealed to anybody. It's completely hidden, like the tahom is hidden. The depths of the earth are hidden from everybody. It's hidden from sight. So there's a particular kula that we're going to see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to suggest a couple of sources for it, but we'll see ultimately is halacha Moshe Misinai, that if a nazir finds out after he already did his teglachas that he had, during his nazirus, he had become tamei to tumas atom, and you know bevadai that he had become tamei to the tumas atom, it's not so sir the nazirus, right? You would think otherwise. You would think a nazir on day 15 of his nazirus has this encounter with tumas meis. He just was totally unaware of it. Nobody knew that tumas meis existed. And then after he finishes nazirus, he does the karbonos, the gluach, everything. He finds out, on day 15 of my nazirus, I had become tamei. You would imagine he has to do his nazirus over again, that he was a nazir tameh. He just didn't realize. But tumas atom is a chiddush that since nobody in the world knew about that tumah at the time that it happened, it does not, it's not so said the nazirus. So nazir shegileach, if a nazir did it to glachas tara after he brought all of his karbanos on day 31, vinno deloshu tameh, and then he finds out after the teglachas that he was tameh with tumas meis, meaning during the nazirus. So im tumah yadua, if he finds out that he became tameh with the tumah that somebody knew about, then so said, then it's so said the nazirus, and he has to go and recount the nazirus anew. The im tumas tahom ain't a so said. But if it was not a tumi yadua, it was a tumas tahom, then it's not going to be so said the nazirus. He does not have to go and restart his nazirus. However, that's only if he finds out after he already did the giluach. Avul ad shalo gilach, but before he did the giluach, bein kach u bein kach, whether it's a tumi yadua or whether it's a tumas atahom, so sir, then it's in fact going to be so sir the nazirus, and he's going to have to go back and recount the entire nazirus. So this halacha of tumas atahom not being so sir the nazirus is only if you find out about it after the giluach. But if you find out about it before the giluach, even though his Tumas Satom, it has the same din as the Tumah Yadua, it's going to be Sosa the Nazirus, he's going to have to do the Nazirus all over again. So now the Mishnah says, what exactly is the circumstance in which we apply this halach of Tumas Satom? Ketzad, what is this din of Tumas Satom? So Yorad Litbal B'Ma'ara, let's say Nazir goes to be Tovel in a Ma'ara, because he was Stam, he had Tumas Sheretz, he wasn't Tumas Meis, right? So he just goes to be Tovel. And then after he comes out of the Ma'ara, V'nimtza Meis Tzaf Al Pia Ma'ara. There's a, you know, Kazayis Min HaMeis that's floating by the Pia Ma'ara, by the opening of the cave, and he has a suffix, maybe he was Ma'ahil on it, so Tameh. He is Tameh, because that's called a suffix Tumah Bereshus HaYachid, and suffix Tumah Bereshus HaYachid, the halach is he's Tameh. Even though he only found out about that suffix Tumah Bereshus HaYachid after he was ready to Megaleach, that the din of that Tumah is not Tumah Satom, it's a Tumah Yadua, because it was right there, it was Tzaf Al Pnei Amayim. So he didn't see it, somehow he missed it, but it was something that could have been known to other people. The Tosos explains that the Mishnah Dafka picks a case of Yorad Litbol in order to tell me a Chiddush, that even though he was Yorad, not just Stam to take a bath, he went to be Tovel and to be Matar himself, so you would imagine he'd look a little more carefully around him that he shouldn't touch any Tumah, and maybe there's more reason to assume that he probably did look and therefore did not touch any Tumah, but nevertheless he's still Tameh because it's Savik Tumah Rishus Yachid, Savik Tumah Rishus Yachid is Tameh. But Kal V'chomer, says Tosfos, if he was Yorad Lahaker, if he went down just to stam, cool off, to go swimming where there's less of a chazaka that he would have looked around, then of course he's going to be tameh. Now, if the Nazir went down to the to be tovel in the ma'ara, and then he came out and nimtza mishuka bekarka ma'ara, they found the same kazayis min ha'meis, but this time it wasn't safa al pnei ma'ara, it was al pia ma'ara, it was mishuka bekarka ma'ara, it was sunken into the ground of the ma'ara in the place where he tovel. And that's a tumas atahom because it was totally covered up. So then the din is going to be talui in what happened, what the situation was before the suffix arose. Was he tar? Whether he's tar from tumas meis yarad lahaker? If he only went down to cool off, and then after he was megaleach, he realized that there was a tumah covered up in the ground. So tar, that he's going to be tar because in such a case the halacha of tumas atahom applies. Halacha Moshe Misinai that tumas atahom that you find out about after the Giluach is not going to be Soser. And even though he was Yorad Lahaker and he probably didn't check his surroundings so carefully, nevertheless, he's Tar, because that is the din of Tumas Atom, that it's not Soser. That's what Tos points out over here, that we say Yorad Lahaker, that it's a Chiddush, that even though he was Yorad Lahaker, so he probably didn't look around so much, he's still Tar. Litarmi Tumas Meis, but if he was tummy with Tumas Meis and he went to the Ma'ara to be Tovel, to be Matar himself from Tumas Meis, and then he counted the Nazirus and he brought his Karbanos and he was Megaleach, and then he finds out, that time that I went to be Matar from Tumas Meis in order to start my Nazirus in the first place, I became tummy to a Tumas Atom, then tummy. Then he's actually tummy at Sosa the Nazirus. It's Tumas Atom, and he only found out about it after the Giluach. But we don't say Tumas Atahom in such a circumstance, Shecheskas Tameh Tameh. Because at the time that he was exposed to the Tumas Atahom, he was already Becheskas Tumah. Because he went down in the first place to become Tar from Tumas Meis. So the halach of Moshe Misina of Tumas Atahom does not apply to a person who was exposed to the Tumas Atahom at the time that he was Becheskas Tumah. But Becheskas Tar, a person who was Becheskas Tahara at the time, that he was exposed to the Tumas Atom, he remains Tahar. And therefore we apply this halach al Moshe Misinai, that if he finds out after the Giluach that it become Tameh with Tumas Atom, it's not going to be Sosa the Nazirus, Sharaglayim Ludavar, that it's most mistaver to assume that the halacha applies in a circumstance where the Nazir was Tahar prior to his exposure to Tumas Atom. And the halacha teaches me that he remains Tahar, and that we're not Choshesh for the Tumas Atom. But it's not mistaver to apply the halach al Moshe Misinai to a case where he was becheskas tuma prior to his exposure to that tumas atahom. So the Gemara says, okay, where do we get this from? How do I know this kula? So gevaldika kula, right? That a nazir finds out that he definitely became tame during his nazirus. The only thing is, the source of the tuma was a tuma that nobody was aware of. So now we could just ignore it, pretend it didn't happen. His nazirus remains totally unaffected by it. Where do we get such a crazy kula, such an unbelievable kula? Minadi mili. How do I know this this kula that a nazir finds out after the giluach that he became tame with tumas atahom and his nazirus remains unaffected? It was perfectly fine. So first possibility, Amar Blazar to Amar Krah, we learn it from the pasuk that it says by nazir. The pasuk says v'chiyamus meisalav bepeta pitom, and it says v'timei rosh nizro. That so we darshan a love bimchuveres lo. That it has to be that he became tame in a way that was a love, which means that it was known to him, and not when it was a tumas atahom, where it was not known to him, where then it would not be so. So the nazirus if he finds out afterwards, and the Gemara seems to be assuming we apply tumas atahom in two cases. We apply it to nazir, and daf yomi kriyas, we apply it to osa pesach. That's the other place of tumas atahom. So the Gemara is assuming if the source is by nazir that the tumas atahom is not metame. So we could say hu hadin by an osa pesach tumas atahom is not metame. We learn from nazir to osa pesach that what does it mean osa pesach, that someone who does the korban pesach and he finds out after the korban pesach that at the time of the bringing of the korban pesach he was tame with tumas atahom, he doesn't have to go and do pesach sheni. He's pater from Pesach Sheni. So that's one possibility. A second possibility of Rumi Notumas Atom is that the source is actually by Pesach. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish says the din of Tumas Atom that it's not Metame is because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in the Parsha of Pesach Sheni, in Bamidbar Perek Tes, it says, Ki Yia Tami Lenefesh, O Bederech Rechoka. So then you got to do Pesach Sheni. So the Pasuk associates the Tami, someone who's Tami with Tumas Meis, to someone who's Bederech. What does that teach me? Ki derech, that the tuma has to be similar to a derech. Ma derech begoli, the only type of tuma that's going to require you to bring Pesach Sheni is if your tuma is similar to a derech, in that it's exposed, everyone is able to see it. So that's where we have a halacha, they do Pesach Sheni, so afkol begoli. So to tuma has to be begoli in order to mandate Pesach Sheni. Only if the tuma is geluya v'yadua, everybody knows about it. But someone who's tuma with tumas at home, where it's not Goli, where it's not known about, he does not have to go and do Pesach Sheni. So that's the limud, and just like by Nosa Pesach, Tumas HaTahom is not Metame, we'll assume, according to Reish Lakish, Hu Hadin by Nazir, Tumas HaTahom is not Metame. Those are the two initial attempts at trying to figure out where Tumas HaTahom comes from. So our sugya assumes that it's a machlokas, and according to Rabbi Lazar, we learn it from Nazir, and according to Reish Lakish, we learn it from, and Rabbi Lazar will say, and from Nazir we apply it to Pesach. According to Reish Lakish, we learn it from Korban Pesach, and from Korban Pesach we apply it to Nazir. But the Machlokas is, which is the key source that we learn from one to the other. However, this very sugya appears with slight modifications in Meseches Pesachim Daf Pei Aleph as well. And over there it sounds like the drashos are mashlima zu lezu, that they sort of complement each other. The Gemara has a statement over there, after the drash of Reb Lazar, it says, Ashkecha Nazir, Osa Pesach, Pesach Minolan. That, yeah, Reb Lazar, you showed me the din of Tumas HaTahom by Nazir. How do I know the din of Tumas HaTahom by Osa Pesach? We don't learn Osa Pesach from Nazir and Nazir from Osa Pesach. And it quotes the Drosh of Reish Lakish, so that they complement one another. That's what Tosus and the Rosh point out over here, that even though our Gemara does not sound that way, the Gemara of Pesachim sounds like the two Droshos complement one another. So the Gemara asks on both of these Limudim, Vela Hadatanan, that which we're going to see in a Braisa and Amud Beis, Ezoi Tumas Atahom, Kol She'enu Makira Echad B'Sof Ha'olam, something only qualifies as Tumas Atahom if nobody on earth was aware of this Tumah. Avla Makira Echad, but if one person was aware of it, even if it's B'Sof Ha'olam, even if that person is not here, Einzu Tumas Atahom, that is not Tumas Atahom, that's called Tumah. You do it, has all the normal rules of Tumah. So Bishlam L'Mad Yamar Einstein, very well, Kiderech, according to the opinion of Reish Lakish, that the Tumas Atahom is derived from the Hekish of Kiderech, the Tumah has to be galui just like a derech, so shapir. So I get, even if one person knows about it, so it's not considered a tumas atahom, because it's yodua, it's like a derech. El Man Diyamar, but according to Rabbi Lazar, that the dinim of Tumas HaTomer derived from the pasuk of the Chiyamos Mesalav, B'muchuveres Lo. Don't we learn from that pasuk that it has to be something that's known to him? So Kimakira Echad B'Sof Olam Mayhavi. Why would it matter to him that somebody else at the other end of the earth knows about it? Why is that enough to make it not Tumas HaTom? Yeah, somebody knows about it who lives in China or something, but the Nazir doesn't know about it. So it's Einam Muchuveres Lo. So if that's where we learn the din of Tumas HaTom, shouldn't this qualify as Tumas HaTom even when the Echad B'Sof HaOlam is Makir? So the Gemara says another kasha, Vesu, and I'll ask another kasha in these limudim. Hadatanya, we're going to have another brisa that appears on Amud Beis. Hamotzei Meis Mushkav L'Rachba Shel Derech, that if you find a body that's lying across the width of the road, under rocks, under pebbles or something, so you didn't realize, but you now know that you walked through that, you walked over that road, and you now know that you definitely walked over that body. So Betruma Tame, when it comes to Truma, anyone who walked there is going to be considered Tame. But B'Nazir B'Asiyas Pesach, by Nazir and Asiyas Pesach, a Nazir during his Nazirus walk there, or a person went to who went to do his Karban Pesach, went there. So Tar, he's going to be Tar. It's not going to be Sosa the Nazirus. It's not going to require Pesach Sheni. That's Tumas HaTom. Well, Maishno, why would there be a difference between Nazir and Asa Pesach from all other Dinim that are Tar B'Dievin from Tumas HaTom as opposed to by Truma? Just like we learn Osa Pesach from Nazir according to Rabbi Lazar, or we learn Nazir from Osa Pesach according to Reish Lakish, shouldn't we learn out all other dinim like Truma from the two of them? That someone who's over Al Tumas HaTom should be Tahar? Meaning the Kasha of the Gemara is that it can't be that the din of Tumas HaTom is derived from a Drasha, because if it was derived from a Drasha, why is it so limited? Why does it only apply to Nazir and Osa Pesach? Normally you have something from a Drasha, you apply it everywhere. So why would it not apply to Truma? So just like we learn either Nazir from Osa Pesach or Osa Pesach from Nazir, we should learn all other dinim from wherever the source is. The Rush points out the Gemara also could have asked from our Mishnah that if the din of Tumas HaTom is derived from a drasha, how did the Mishnah know to be mechalik between whether he finds out before he did the Giluach versus after he did the Giluach? Right? Why do I care that he found out before he did the Giluach? Even if he found out before he did the Giluach, it was still Tumas HaTom at the time of the Tumah. So why should it matter that it was before he did the Giluach? The Gemara could have asked that Kasha as well. Meaning it just doesn't, there are too many detailed rules over here for that seem to be random, that seem not to be based in a Pasuk, that to say that the whole Drasha comes from a Pasuk. Because where do all these other rules come from if it's based in a Pasuk? So Ella, so says the Gemara, because of these Kashas, we have to say Tumas HaTom, Gemara Gemirila. It's Halach Moshe Misinai. It is not based on Pesukim. It's the Pesukim are just an Asmachta. And the Halach Moshe Misinai was limited to a Nazir, and also Pesach, and it's limited to when nobody in the world, even someone B'Sofa Olam, when nobody knows about it. So that's the Halach Moshe Misinai. Now, in the Sugi and the Gemara and Pesach, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion that from Karban Pesach we learn to Karban Tamid, from Gzer Shava Ma'ado Me'ado, and all Karban Sibor, Tumas HaTom is going to apply to. So the Me'iri says that when say Dafka Pesach and Nazir, it was Hutra, that means those are the only Karbanos Yachid. And he says, Kal v'chomer, that even though the Heter of Tumas HaTom by Pesach and Nazir is Halacha Moshe Misinai, and we don't learn a Kal v'chomer from Halacha, we only learn a Kal v'chomer from that which it says in the Torah, but we can learn Karbanos Tamid from Pesach with the Gzer Shava of Moado Moado, which is a Chiddush, right? Meaning, Ein Lemeidin Kal v'chomer Me Halacha. We don't apply a Kal v'chomer to that which is Halacha Moshe Misinai. And yet, the Gemara over there says, once I have this halach of Tumas HaTom by Nazir and Osa Pesach, I'm willing to rely on this kula for a carbon yachid. Kal v'chomer, I can rely on it for a carbon tzibur, for something like carbon tamid, because by carbon tzibur, we're normally more makil about tumah, because the tzibur, it's more important for the tzibur to get it done. So by carbon tzibur, tumas hutra b'tzibur, not b'yachid, right? So it's a kal v'chomer that we could apply it to a carbon tzibur, but it's not just a kal v'chomer, it's a gzer shava of ma'ado ma'ado. So the Me'iri says, so that's why we can apply a Gzeirah Shava even to that which originates in Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash writes that even by Karbanos Yachid we have this din, because the tzitz is meratza on the Tumas HaGuf of a Kohen who is Ovid when he's Nitma B'Tumas HaTom. It's not like Tumah Yadua, where the tzitz is not meratza on Tumas HaGuf, meaning it's not only for Karbanos Sibur, it's even for Karbanos Yachid, because you have this X factor. factor of the tzitz meratze. So tzitz meratze works for kabbalas yachid as far as tumas atom goes. So it may not be totally limited to nazir and osa pesach. It just doesn't apply outside of karbanos. It doesn't apply to truma and things like that. Okay, so now we had said in our mishnah, imach lo gilach. If the guy finds out about the tumas atom before he does the giluach, then it's going to be sosa the nazirus. So Mantana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah that makes the whole thing tali on whether he did the teglachas or not? That if he finds out before the giluach that he become tami tumas atom, it's sosa the nazirus, even though he already brought his karbanos and he already did the zrikas adam, he just didn't do the giluach. Some Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, he ta'amar teglachas ma'akeves. We must be assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, that where there is a machlokas, Rabban and Rabbi Lazar, back on daf mem vav amar aleph, when does the nazir lose his status as a Nazir? According to the Rabbanan, if he brought his Karbanos and they did the Zrikas Adam, he's allowed to drink wine, he's allowed to be Tamei Lemesim, even though he did not yet do the Giluach. He has a mitzvah to do the Giluach, but the Teglachas is not Ma'akev. He's no longer Betoras Nazir. Whereas according to Rabbi Lazar, the Teglachas is Ma'akev. So long as he didn't do the Teglachas, he's still a Nazir, he's still Aser, B'yayin and Betuma. So according to the Rabbanan, that the Teglachas is not Ma'akev, and the Nazirus is over once he did the Zrikas Adam, it doesn't make sense to say that if he finds out that he had become Tameh after the Zrikas Adam, before the Teglachas, that it's going to be Sosa the Nazirus. The Nazirus is over, it's finished with. Only according to Rabbi Lazar, that Teglachas is Ma'akev, and he's still a Nazir until the Teglachas, that's when our Mishnah's Chiluk makes sense. That if he finds out that it become Tamei prior to the conclusion of his Nazirus with the Teglachas, it's going to be Sosa the Nazirus. So since our Mishnah made it all dependent on when did he find out, before the Giluach or after the Giluach, so if Giluach is the critical moment, it must be that our mission is assuming, like Rabbi Eliezer, that the Teglachas is Ma'akev. Now, back on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, we had another machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Lazar about a Nazir that became Tamei Achar Melos of Yemei Nizro, after the Nazirus was over, meaning on day 31, when he finished counting all 30 days of the Nazirus, but before he brought his Karbanos. According to the Rabbanan, it's Soser Shloshim Yom. He has to redo the whole Nazirus, whereas according to Rabbi Lazar, it's not Soser the Nazirus at all. He just needs to go through a entire process, which takes 7 days, because you can't bring the Karbanos until you go through Azaz Shlishi Yishvi, a 7-day process. But so that's all he has to do. It's only Soser 7 days. So now the Gemara says, when our Mishnah says that he's Soser, that a Tumas HaTom is going to be Soser the Nazirus, if he finds out about it before the Giluach, how much? How much is it Soser? So by Rami Bar Chama, Nitma Betof Malos, if the Nazir became Tamei during the Nazirus, Betumas HaTom, V'Nodolo La'achar Malos, and he only found out about the Tumah after the Nazirus was over, but before his Giluach, where our Mishnah had said, okay, ben kach soser, whether it's Tumah Yedua, whether it's Tumah Satom, it's going to be soser. So Mahu, what is the din of the stira in such a case? Basar Yediyah Azlinan, do we say, well, you know, he only found out about it, Achar Malos, and the Yediyah Achar Malos, Achar Malos he, and the Yediyah Achar Malos, according to Rabbi Elazar, is only going to require 7 more days, although, or maybe no, it's not the Zman of the Yediyah that's the Koveya, it's the Zman of the Tumah that's the Koveya. And the Tumah happened in the middle of the Malos. Meaning the guy had become Tameh on day 15 of his Nazirus. He only found out about it before the Giluach on day 31. So do we say that this is like he had become Tameh on day 31, in which case he only needs to wait 7 days according to Rabbi Eliezer? Or do we say, no, he had become Tameh in the middle of the Nazirus, where everybody says that you got to redo the Nazirus. So how do we view this? So the Gemara says, explains the Stadim of the Suffolk of Rabbi Bar Chama as a way of asking and questioning to figure out what exactly the suffix is. Ulamai, what exactly is the case of Rabbi Bar Chama where he's not sure? Lemistar, if it's a case where it's Soser Shiva Shloshim, and if that's a suffix, shouldn't we be able to be poshate that suffix? The Gemara says we can poshate the suffix of Rabbi Bar Chama very simply. Amar Rava Tashema, our Mishnah should be a riot to be poshate the suffix of Rabbi Bar Chama. Because what did it say in our Mishnah? Im achalu gilach, if he finds out before he does the giluach, so bein kach, whether it was the tumah yadua or whether it was the tumah satom, soser, it's soser the nazirus, sayichidami. What case is the Mishnah talking about that? When does he find out that he became tamei? Idis yadli b'toch melos, if he found out while it was still during the nazirus, before day 31, tzrich lemeimar, you need to tell me that it's soser the nazirus? Of course course it's still the Nazirus. I mean, if the guy finds out on day 25 that on day 15 he had Tumas HaTom, of course it's going to be Sosa the entire Nazirus. Elulav, so it must be that we're talking about a case, La'achar Malos, that he only finds out after the 30 days of his Nazirus Rover, but before he did the Giluach. And the Mishnah is being Mechadish, that even though he only found out after he already counted all 30 days, nevertheless it's Sosa the Nazirus because he had not yet done the Giluach. So Shema Minah, so you see that the Zman of the Tumah is the Koveya, and not the Zman of the Yediyah, because that's the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah. That even though the Yediyah happened after the whole Malos was over, but the Tumah happened during the Malos. So Gemara says, nah, v'adayin tibayilach. Even though you were poshet, that the Kavam of the Mishnah is, even if he finds out after the Malos, you could still be mistapek. Yeah, all the Mishnah says was that it's Soser. Kulo Soser, Oshiva Soser. Yeah, but what did the Mishnah mean that it's Soser? Doesn't mean that it's Soser, he's got to recount all 30 days, or doesn't mean that he only has to redo 7 days in order to be able to become Tar. So the man, who's this Suffolk within? Who's Rami Bar Chama Suffolk within? Elam the Rabbanan, if it's according to the Rabbanan, well, back on Dafta Zayin, that a Nazir becomes Tameh on day 31, has to recount all 30 days, Pshita to Kulo Soser. Well, then it's obvious that it's Kulo Soser, because that's the Shita of the Rabbanan, that I don't care that you became Tameh after the Malos, you have to count everything all over again. And either Rabbi Lazar, and if it's like Rabbi Lazar, who disagrees with the Chamim and holds that a Nazirus does not become Nistar after the Malos, so you only have to redo 7 days, so Kol Acher Malos, Shiva Soser. So then also it's Pashut, that you only are going to have to wait 7 days. So Amar Lach, so Rabbi Bar Chama will tell you that yes, Rabbi Lazar holds, if you become Tameh after the Malos, that it's Soser 7 days. But that's not our Shaila. Our Shaila is the guy became Tameh during the Nazirus, he found out about the Tumah after the Malos. That's my Shaila. Hani milikinitma Acher Malos. Yes, it's Pasha to me that Rabbi Eliezer holds that if he becomes Tameh after the Malos, that it's only that he only has to redo 7 days. But our case is that he had become Tameh during the 30 days of Nazirus. Odumor, maybe or maybe Tumas HaTom, we don't look at when you actually became Tameh. By Tumas HaTom, there's a special din that we look at when you found out about the Tumah, and he found out about the Tumah after the Malos. So the Gemara is poshet the Safek. Umina. We could be poshed this suffix as well directly from our Mishnah. Katani, it says in our Mishnah that if a guy finds out before he was Megaleach, Bein Kach Ubein Kach Soser, Velo Kamiflugi. The Mishnah does not distinguish when the Tumah was. It just says he finds out about it. So if the idea was before the Giluach, it's Soser, regardless of when the Tumah was. So it sounds like whether the Tumah was during the Nazirus, whether the Tumah was after the Nazirus but before the Giluach, and he finds out, it's going to be Soser. So you see, in such a case, the Tumah Acher Malos is only Soser Shiva, because that's the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, meaning when you have a Tumah's Vada Acher Malos, it's only Soser Shiva, because that's Rabbi Eliezer's Sheet, that any Nazirus is only Soser Shiva after the Malos. And since the Mishnah was not Mechalik when the Tumah was, so Al Korch, you have to say that by Tumah, as far as Tumah Satom is concerned, even if it was Bedoch Malos, it's only going to be Soser Shiva. So that resolves the question of Rami Bar Chama. So if a guy finds out about Tumah Satom after the Malos, before the Giluach, but the Tumah happened during the Malos, it's only going to be Soser Shiva, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So now the Gemara says, okay, what's the makor for the din, for the various dinim of Tumas HaTom, the details of Tumas HaTom? Tan Rabbanan. Hamotzimis muta l'rach b'shal derech. We had quoted this price earlier. You find a body that is across the width of the road, and then you discover afterwards, oh boy, I walked by that road. So the Truma Tameh, as far as the dinim of Truma, you're going to be considered to be Tameh, because you definitely became Tameh from that mace. So you're not allowed to touch or eat Truma. But if Nazir goes to Pesach, Tahar. As far as Nazir knows the Pesach, then if you walk through that road and you find out after you were Megaleach as a Nazir, or after you shechted the Karm Pesach, so then you're considered Tahar. You don't need to do Pesach Sheni, you don't need to do another Nazirus. So Bamed, Varmamurim, when do we assume that your Tameh, as far as Truma is concerned, Shein Lo Makom Lavar? That's if there was no way you could have passed by that road without passing over the mace. Avliyesh Lo Makom Lavar. But if there was a way to get through the side of the road, I mean, you could have gone in an area in that road where the mace wasn't, then after the Truma Tahar, then you're going to be Tahar even as far as Truma is concerned, because Safek Tumah Rishus Rabim is Tahar, and this is a Safek Tumah Birishus Rabim. So then the Braisa details even further and limits the application. When do we say you're Tameh as far as Truma is concerned? Shemitzo Shalem. That's if you find the mace Shalem, you find the mace intact across the width of the road. Avol Meshubar O Meforak, but if the mace is broken up into pieces or into limbs, Afilu Ein Makom Lavar, even if there's no path to walk by that mace on the road, like half of the mace is on the right side of the road until halfway or more, and half of the mace is on the left side of the road, but also past the halfway point. So there is no direct way that if you walk straight, you for sure went over the mace, still you're tar, because Cheshin Hashem Bein Prakun Avar. Because we raise the possibility, we're willing to rely on the possibility that you walked in a zigzag. Meaning, so you have the mace going from this side of the road to here, and from that side of the road to here, but there's like some gap in between, so maybe you like snuck in between the area where the mace was. So we're willing to rely on that. Ubakever, and if the mace was bekever, afilu meshubar mefurak, then even if it's broken into pieces, so then tamei, mepnei shekever mitzarfo, because the kever is mitzarifit to make it one continuous tumah. So there is no way to get through without being tamei, without having become tamei. So the Braisa says another siyag about this din of being tamei for truma, bamedvar mamurim, when do we say that we can assume that you walked bein aprakim, that the mace was broken up and it was not in a kever, that you might have walked in between the different parts of the body? That's b'mahalich paragraph. That's only if you're walking by foot. Aval, but if someone was passing over the mace, was ta'un, was carrying something, because of which he was carrying, he was unstable. So he was going from side to side. O rachuf, or he was riding on a wagon. Then tamei. Then he's for sure tamei, because it's not like a person who's malich baraglov. He's malich baraglov efshelo shelo yiga. Someone who's walking by foot could go in such a way where he's not going to touch the mace. V'shelo yasid v'shelo yahil. He's not going to move any part of the mace. He's not going to step over the. He's not going to be mahil over the mace. So since it's possible to do that, it's not a vade, it's a safek, and safek tumah rishus rabim is tahar. Even though it's a minuscule safek, right? I mean, it's not like a 50-50. Most people that walk by that road, 9 out of 10 are going to become tameh, but still, we're relying on safek tumah rishus rabim is tahar. But ta'un al rachuv, e efshe shaliga v'shalayasul shalayahil. But if he's ta'un, he's carrying something heavy, where he's wobbly in the first place, so he's all over the place, he's all over the road, or he's riding on a wagon, where the wagon goes straight over the area, it's not possible for him to not be in contact with the tumah, so then it's not a suffix tumah, it's a vaday tumah. So then there's no way we could be mitaher such a person. So now the Braisa continues and says, where do we apply tumah satom? But medvar mamurim, when do we say this special kula that we have for a nazir, for an osa pesach, that a nazir is not going to have to redo his nazirus, an osa pesach is not going to have to do pesach sheni? That's only betumah satom. That's only when the tumah was completely covered, nobody knew about it. Avol tumah yidua. But if it was a known tumah, it was not tumas hatom, shloshtan tumeim, then all three examples in the Mishnah are going to be tamei. Meaning someone who ate truma or touched truma, a nazir, and an osa pesach. Meaning there is no special kula for a nazir and osa pesach when it comes to a tumah yadua. They're the same as any other type of it's the same as legabe truma. If they became tamei bevadai, it's the nazir is osa the nazirus, and the osa pesach is going to have to do pesach sheni. And if it was tamei besafek, it's a safek tumah rishus sarabim, and safek tumah rishus Rabbim is going to be Tahar. Vezri Tumas Hatom. So the Braisa explains what exactly is Tumas Hatom. Called She'in Makira. Anytime you have a tumah that is not recognized, that nobody in the world is aware of it, is recognized. The mace is under the afar. It could be that an avalanche of rocks fell on a person and he died and just buried him in that spot, and no one was aware of it. Meaning, it wasn't that someone had buried him there. Right, the guy was walking down the road and the whole avalanche bunch of rocks came and buried him under that area. No one knew. The guy was missing for all this time. So, but Makira Ech B'Sof HaOlam. But if anyone in the world was aware of it, Ein Zo Tumas HaTom. That is not called Tumas HaTom. That's called Tumah Yadua. And even though someone passed by there, the guy that passed by there was totally unaware of the Tumah, it's not enough for it to be called Tumas HaTom. Someone was aware of it. So the Braisa tells us another prat within Tumas HaTom. Hayim Tamun B'Tevin O'Betraros. If he was hidden underneath straw or pebbles, Harezu Tumas HaTom. That's Tumas HaTom, and it's because no one knew about it. But Beyam Ba'Fela, if it was inside the water or in a dark place, B'Nekike Sloim, or in a cleft in a rock where it's not totally covered up, Einzu Tumas HaTom, because it could be that someone was able to look in either by shining a light in there using Or Haner, or Haner gets into even the Chorin is stuck in. That's another Daf Yomi coincidence. That's why we use a Ner for Bedika. So someone could have stuck in an Or Haner, someone could have looked in. So therefore, it's not considered a Tumah Mechutza, it's not considered a Tumas HaTom. And one more qualification, V'lo Amru Tumas HaTom, this whole din of Nazir V'Asa Pesach, the whole din of Tumas HaTom, that you're not going to have to do Pesach Sheni or recount the Nazirus, El Lameis Bilvad, is only for Nazir Pesach that became Tummy with Tumas Meis. But if Nazir V'Asa Pesach became Tummy with any other type of Tumah, like Tumas Ziva, even though nobody knew about it, but there is no such din of Tumas HaTom, and the Nazir is going to have to recount his Nazirus, V'Asa Pesach is going to be Chayiv in Pesach Sheni. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from the two dots.